professional. So professional.
Be amazed at the level of professionalism.
Yes. That always shocks me.
Welcome, everybody. We are excited. 7.5 personal Jedi tricks to ignite your business. This is today's session, and this is this our favorite, gang?
Yeah.
Is this our favorite?
I think so.
It's our,
say yes.
Our signature dish.
Not because of
is it our signature
dish? That's a good
dish?
Way to say it.
Not because of the content.
Not because of the content. No. It's just because it has to do with Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's part
like
of
Star
it.
Wars.
Yeah, I like Star Wars, too. I really like it, too. We just finished Mandalorian, which is about 8 months
Yay.
After everybody else in the world.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome.
Yeah.
It was good, though. It was good times.
Do you love Baby Yoda now?
Yeah, I always did. You know, there's nothing not to like about him.
I bought a Baby Yoda for our family.
Yeah.
And I think one of our kids took it because it's...
Yeah.
It's, oh, you don't see it.
Zoe's gone. Bed.
Is it in her
mm-hmm.
bed?
One of our kids stole it. And apprehended poor Baby Yoda.
Well, that's the whole plot of The Mandalorian, right? The whole thing.
Yeah.
There you go. Full circle on that. That's authentic. I like that. Welcome. So we are the Boom Team. My name is Terry. To my left over here on the two shot is Todd Barris. That's where you go to the two shot.
Oh, two shot. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, give me the two shot, Christian.
Give me just a second. I'm
the
two shot.
Two shot.
Two shot coming up. Two shot coming up.
There they are together.
All right. Producer Christian's across the table, and he's struggling in the early goings,
that's
but
right.
You'll get there.
I'll get
don't
there.
Worry. Yeah,
I'll
you
come
will.
Up to speed.
Yeah, you will. And then Megan is over here. Todd and Megan are married. If this is the first time you've encountered the Boom Team, Todd and Megan are married. I am business partners with these guys, and the four of us... Are you just switching real fast?
Just switch your soul over here.
It's real fast-paced, MTV style that we're doing here. No, so we do get the privilege of speaking to groups around the country virtually or in person. It's been great, and we are excited. We love Illinois, our neighbor to the south. Nope,
yep.
Just kidding.
Contiguous.
Our contiguous neighbor to the west.
We learned they're contiguous.
Yeah, we did learn that they are contiguous, so that's a good time. No, we do enjoy what we do, but... So we have a podcast as well. If you enjoy today's content, and I doubt that's going to happen. But if you
on
do,
the off chance.
We do have a podcast where we've made 8 billion episodes talking all about real estate, and it's got kind of a morning show vibes.
Five seasons.
Of silliness.
5 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, five years. Seasons
Look
at this
at
point.
Look at us go.
It's been a good run, but it's been really fun. So that's everywhere where you find podcasts and stuff. It's a really good time. And then the three of us, when I say three of us, Todd, Megan and myself, we are the owners of Ferris Property Group. We're an independent brokerage here in the Indianapolis market. So we're about a 50-person company. And we are still practicing realtors. So every day we're dealing with our clients, buyers, sellers, inspections, appraisals, all the same things as you. So when we talk to you about these personal Jedi tricks to ignite your business, it's because we've had personal experience as realtors dealing with the things we're going to talk about. And we understand the struggles and frustrations and the highs and lows that this business brings because we are living them day in, day out.
We sure are, Terry.
That's a heck of an intro.
I've got my realtor pants on right now.
Oh, do you have some realtor pants?
I do.
What would constitute realtor pants?
They're tearaways.
In case you're walking a mucky field.
Yeah, you gotta have to go.
They snaps, or Velcro.
Oh, no, snaps. We're the real deal.
Yeah, the real deal. Not the Velcro. Nice.
Can I tell you a really funny story about high school? We had we had pants like that for basketball, right?
So, tearaways.
But they were the buttons. They were old school, not the Velcro.
Yep.
And as we all ran out, there was a girl that was a year older than me, and she was awesome. She was the first person to run out, and we were running, and her pants were a little too long that if you imagine the metal button underneath your foot and you step on it just right, it's real slippery. And she did just a full out, you know, we're running out cool, and the jock jams are on, and we're all pumped up.
Jock jams, great
reference. It. The metal button just got right under there, and
she
just
wiped out.
Like the banana peel, and it was just in the middle of the
court. Did she go end over face first, or did she go?
No, she go feet out from underneath.
Feet out, it was like we were running to the middle, and she started to stop, and then it didn't stop.
Do you
stop.
Remember her name? Because maybe she's an Illinois realtor.
Oh, maybe
no,
she's
a
realtor.
She is a school administrator in my hometown.
Oh, good
so,
for her.
So, you know, I want to let her, you know, keep her dignity.
She returned to the scene of the crime.
She did.
And now she runs that place.
Yes, yep.
Good for her. Good stuff. Okay, so this is our 7.5 personal Jedi tricks to ignite your business. And just to set the scene a little bit, I always like to show this little meme, which I'm sure we've seen before, right? Who said real estate was stressful? I'm 48 and I feel great, right? That's really funny. But real estate, we know, is a stressful business. It very much can be, especially the way the market is right now. Yep. The stress has been ratcheted up to record highs. I checked the forecast. And
what's the stress forecast for real estate?
Record high stress levels.
It's a 7.7.
In real estate. It's at a 7.7, which we haven't seen levels like that since 08.
Global stress warming.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. So we know that real estate is stressful, but what our whole point of this conversation is that we think that there's a way to practice real estate, that there are things you can do in your personal life that will have massive implications for you to lower your stress, but also to advance your business into places that you've never experienced before. And so we're going to be talking about all those things today. The thing that we start off by saying in this to you is I've got some metaphors.
A lot of
like
metaphors
it.
Coming.
No, I love bring metaphors. On the metaphors.
They're
yourself.
Not similes, are they?
They're like similes.
Oh,
see what I did there?
Yeah. Nice.
See, a simile is when you say it's like something, Todd.
Like her ass.
It's just a good like English a joke right there.
That was like a smart dad joke.
That was.
Left me behind.
Okay, so our first metaphor is that you are the bottleneck of your business and your personal life. We also say your business growth will never outpace your personal growth. So you can't expect your business to shoot past
right.
where you are and how you're showing up on a daily basis in your world. We would
so good.
We would believe that where you are in your business and in your life is the direct result of who you're being right now, both in your world and in your business. So to get to the next level, you've got to be someone that you've never been before. You've got to be the realtor you've never been before. You've got to be the person you've never been before. You have to show up as that person now in order to get to that next level, or else you're going to be hitting that ceiling, mm-hmm. right? That's another metaphor I threw in there.
That was good.
You are the bottleneck.
Just sliding them in all over the place.
I know. So let's say this as well. You are the tide.
Whoa, third
as well.
Metaphor.
That's right. Metaphor number three. You're the
He's
tide
on fire.
That the ships of your life are sailing on, right? So when we think about the different facets of your life, your businesses, your health, your family, your relationships, your finances, they all sit on the tide that is you, right? The thing that they have in common is you are the person that's in control of those things. So our session today is talking about how we're going to elevate you, the tide, which will then in turn improve your finances, your business, your relationships, your family, your health, all those different parts of your life. So they all rest on that tide. We're going to elevate the tide today so everything else
it's
will
a brilliant
be.
Thought,
did
actually.
We get too, did
that
I get too
good.
Deep in the metaphors?
No,
was
that
too
one's
many?
My favorite, I think.
The tide
one.
Is?
When
you,
you
like
that one? Realize that. Yeah, that really it's you, man.
It's true. And to quote my buddy Ashton, our mm-hmm. buddy Ashton, I don't know why I said
can.
My, he's all our buddies. anyway, he says all the time, and I just told someone this yesterday, the best thing that you can give your clients or your family or your friends or your colleagues or whatever, your business, is a healthy you.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that you can bring on a daily basis to any area of your life. So we're going to be talking about how you can be your best self and bring that to your business, which will definitely help you blow up your mm-hmm. business. I will say this. You might not like this. So mm-hmm. let's just put it out there. You may not be a big fan. Well, I say that because realtors, we're always looking for the silver bullet, or we're looking right. for here's how to get 20 more listings tomorrow, mm-hmm. or here's how to always win in competitive offers. Like, we love those sessions, and I love those sessions too, so no knock on those, but that's not what this is, right?
No, that comes at the end. We'll be selling that.
We'll be selling that. Yeah, this is
yeah, how to get more listings. It's just $2,000, guys.
That's right. That's what? It. But so that is treating the symptom, and we want to treat.
Yeah.
The problem, right. right? So that's why I say you may not like this, because it's not that quick fix. It's going to the source of the problem, and we're going to be looking at that, elevating you on that personal level so that you can be the person that you need to be to get to where you want to go. And I'll say this too. Notice where you feel resistance as we go through these 7.5 tips, these habits, these Jedi ninja moves. Notice where that resistance is, because that's where you're going to need the most work.
Mm-hmm.
And I always joke around and say, if somebody says, Terry, you are short, That does not offend me. I'm a 6'3". I'm a pretty big dude. So if somebody calls me short, right. I know that's not really true. But if you say, hey, Terry, you really need everybody to like you, that stings a little because it's kind of true, right? So I feel resistance there because it's sort of true. So I would say as we go through all of these, think about which ones are rubbing you a little bit because that might be where you need the focus the most. So that's where we're headed. That's what we're doing. That's my big, giant intro. And let's just have more intro, Todd.
Nice work.
Why don't
nice
you share?
Let's well continue done, the Terry. Intro. But here's the best way in any speech, the best way to relate to your audience is to tell mm-hmm. them a personal story.
Yep.
And the best way to tell a personal yes. story is to tell somebody else.
Well done.
Let them tell their story.
Yes. Great job. So,
we're gonna
I'm
going to
tell my story. Here's someone else's
here's
story.
Here's someone else's story.
But let me tell you about myself. As Dan Harris tells you about himself.
It started for me with a panic attack on national television on a little show that we do at ABC News called Good Morning America. I was overtaken with this irresistible bolt of fear. My name is Dan Harris. I'm an anchorman at ABC News. I also wrote a book called 10% Happier, which is about how a fidgety, skeptical journalist discovered meditation. Basically, what happened was I was anchoring the news updates. That's the person who comes on at the top of each hour and reads a few headlines off of the teleprompter. It was a job I had done many times before, so I had no reason to foresee what was about to happen. Health news now. One of the world's most commonly prescribed medications may be providing a big bonus. Researchers report people who take cholesterol-lowering drugs called statins for at least 5 years may also lower their risk for cancer. But it's too early to prescribe statins slowly for cancer production. That does it for news. We're going to go back now to Robin and Charlie. It was really embarrassing and also really confusing. I ended up going to a shrink who asked me a series of questions to try to get at the root of the problem. And one of the questions was, do you do drugs? And I kind of sheepishly said, yeah, I do. I had come home from a long run in Iraq and I had gotten depressed. And I did a really dumb thing as I started to self-medicate with recreational drugs, including cocaine and ecstasy. It was intermittent, but it was enough, according to my shrink, to prime me to have this panic attack on national television. So that panic attack, which was the most embarrassing moment of my life, in a weird way, led me to the thing that made me 10% happier. My boss at the time was a guy named Peter Jennings, a legendary anchorman, gave me an assignment that I didn't want. He assigned me to cover faith and spirituality for ABC News. Many years into covering the beat, it was suggested to me by one of my colleagues that I read a self-help book by a guy named Eckhart Tolle. At first, I thought it was unremitting, irretrievable bullshit. But notwithstanding my initial skepticism, I continued to read, and I was glad I did, because Tolle started to unfurl this thesis about the human situation that I had never heard before. His argument is that we all have a voice in our heads. If you're unaware of this nonstop conversation you are having with yourself, it yanks you around. It's why you find yourself with your hand in the fridge when you're not hungry, or you're checking your email in the middle of a conversation with your kid, or you're losing your temper when it's strategically unwise. The idea of the voice in the head explained the most embarrassing moment of my life. I started to get interested in meditation, and I really thought that as somebody who was a non-obvious meditator but who was deriving a lot of value from it, that there were, I just suspected there were tens of millions of smart, skeptical people who would otherwise reflectively reject the practice, who might be open to it if it was presented in a different way. Notwithstanding all of the cultural residue that has accrued to meditation as a practice, in fact, the scientific research suggests it works. Happiness is a skill that can be trained just the way you train your bicep in the gym. And that's a really radical and empowering notion.
So that's Dan Harris, and that's part of Dan Harris' story. And you guys might know Dan. Maybe you've seen him on some other things. Maybe you know that story about Dan. But you don't know me very well yet.
Yet. Oh.
That's right. That's right. That was good. So let's get deep. And the way we're going to do that again is compare it to somebody else. All right. So Dan and I, we've got a couple of things in common. One, as you can see by this side-by-side comparison, we are both extremely good-looking. I mean, look at how many chins can you count there?
Every time I see this picture, I'm just so proud.
I don't even know how you twist your face into that kind of contortion.
I love the Rembrandt lighting on Dan. He's looking one off into the distance. Yeah, yeah. It's very regal.
It is very
diplomatic.
Regal. It looks
You're like twinning.
I know. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell.
Oh, Dan's on the left there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's on the left.
Stand to the left.
Yeah, okay.
So Dan and I also, the second thing that we have in common is that we both suffered from, or do still suffer from, panic attacks. This, for me, my story was that I didn't know anything about panic attacks, and maybe I've heard of them before, didn't really believe in them, but I had been speaking in front of audiences for about 15 years at that point, speaking, entertaining in front of audiences, and randomly in front of one audience that I've spoken in front of several times before, I started to just be overwhelmed. And I don't know if you saw what Dan was doing in his video, but he basically started to like fumble on his words, and he couldn't catch his breath. He just started getting ahead of himself and couldn't stop. And so that's when he sent it back to the main people there. Same thing happened. I started to get caught up. I was the only person there to speak, and I couldn't catch up, and I didn't know what to do. And it was fear or flight, whatever it is.
Fight or flight.
And fight or flight. Yeah. And so like I wanted to just leave, but I knew that wasn't a solution. And so randomly I had no other option other than start shaking and hysterically crying. And so I went into this tearful thing, and people came up to me later and they're like, "Oh, it's just so nice of you to show your emotions." It's just nice to see a man that will cry. And I'm over there like never having experienced anything like that. So I'm freaking out. Over time, it got worse and worse. And it got to the point where literally if I was in front of an audience larger than one, meaning two people, I would have a panic attack. And I couldn't take it. And so then more tears came, went to a doctor. Doctor prescribed medicine, did not want to take the medicine. I wanted to figure it out by going to the root of it and see what's going on. So I called my dad, explained everything to him. And he said, "How old are you?" And then I kind of, at the time I was 35, I think at the time. And he said, "This is weird, but when I was 35, and then he started telling me he had panic attacks. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Your brother, who's 5 years older than you, about 5 years ago, he called us. And he said he was having panic attacks." And so then the three of us started talking about what was going on. And we realized it all came back, just like Dan, it was an unhealthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. For me, it wasn't drug use, but it was lack of sleep. And this is, by the way, he's going to probably talk to a lot of the realtors out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lack of sleep, unhealthy eating habits, and then also unhealthy exercise, like not exercising.
Yeah.
And those were the three things for me that kind of crept up. Now, for each their own, my brother's a police officer, so he had a whole different set of things going on there. But we realized it was just a different lifestyle, an unhealthy lifestyle that was now catching up to us. And we knew we needed to make a change. And so that's what we're going today, is simply by saying you can notice these things. And like Dan said, happiness is a skill that can be trained. I had to retrain my brain into being a healthier person, and being healthy meant that I would have less panic attacks. And still, it can be there, but I know how to beat it now. I know how to get in front of it. And so we're going to talk about those things, about how you can beat this thing and choose happiness and choose a happier lifestyle.
Question for you.
Yeah.
And I have not asked you this. We've talked about this topic a lot. I've heard you tell your story a lot. Because obviously we all have ups and downs when you're trying to live healthy or get enough sleep or, especially in real estate, sometimes you're busy, sometimes you're taking better care of yourself. Have you noticed when you have times when maybe you're working out less, or when you're eating or you're not getting enough sleep, do you feel the panic attacks like starting to come again,
Funny. So we're now about 6 years removed from when I first started dealing with these, and about 4.5 years from when I really started to feel like I could start beating them. Mm-hmm. But I would say like 3-4 years later, it was funny because I didn't even think about them anymore. I was like, I'm good now. And then Megan and I had a presentation somewhere, and I started to feel one come on. Mm-hmm. And I talked to her later about it. I was like, I haven't had one. I haven't even thought about them. And then I had one today, and I started to think, okay, I didn't sleep well last night. I didn't exercise this morning. Eating hasn't been great. And I'm like, I gotta get back on track. So it's basically the results were beating, before I knew what was going on. So now I notice, like, if I'm going to speak, I make sure I sleep well.
Nice.
I make sure I get good exercise that morning, eat well.
Yeah.
And I don't deal with it too often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is really interesting. Those physical stressors really make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
So, which ties into exactly what we're going to do today. The outline today is we're going to go through 7.5 Jedi tricks to ignite your business that relate to your personal life.
Yes.
That to pour into yourself and take care of yourself so that your business is better. And I always say that some people scoff at this. We probably all scoffed at this at one point. Like, really? Like, what I need to know is 17 ways to have a killer business plan a listing appointment and how to get in. And it's not always about that. Sometimes you need to go back and say, how am I living my life and what are the habits I need to be a successful business person?
Right.
And that's what we're going to do today, because the top CEOs and the top agents and the top business people, if you look any of them up, they are going to have these habits that we're going to talk about today. And it is not a coincidence that they all have this. We're telling you this because if you change these things and focus on them, you're going to have a better business. I promise. Yeah.
You can achieve success. You can achieve phenomenal success just by luck sometimes, but you can't sustain phenomenal success without good, healthy habits.
Yeah. That's probably the thing, too, like, because you can grind your way to some success, but that's literally going to be limited by your own physical ability to sustain it. And if you're talking about being in this business for 10 and 20 and 30 years, you need a sustainable way of doing it and continuing to grow.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So we're going to go over these.
Can you
seven,
tell us our favorite topic?
Yeah, so obviously we're in our happy place right now. We're
going
to go over all 7.5 of these, and then we are going to give you the slides at the end, so you don't have to worry about writing it all down or screenshotting it or anything unless you want to. And then here's what we ask. Terry already talked about it a little bit, but that you just remain open.
Yeah.
We still will do this and we'll go through all of these, and I'll find one where I'm like, oh man, this one hurts a little, and why am I not doing this, and how am I, you know, and or I don't really want to hear it. So just be really open to these, because it might not be your natural reaction to want to pour into some of this and learn it and put it into play, but pay attention to the ones that are hardest to listen to and see if you can at least grab a few of them as we go through. Just remain really open.
Nice. So let's dive in. 7.5. We've got them coming your way. We're starting with number one. It is organize your space. So this is, I love this one so much. It is time to Marie Kondo it up, ladies and gentlemen. The magical
all
life
the rage
changing.
Right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. It's good stuff. So I'm curious, how many of you have a car that looks like this?
That's pretty bad.
All the snacks in there. I mean, you could survive.
A lot of treats. This has got to be a realtor's car. So many drive-thrus, so many drive-thru meals, right? Or maybe you don't relate because you have a spick and span Beamer.
I don't know.
Tesla. And you can't relate to this, but maybe you can relate to this. Oh, yes, go.
Look at all those files.
My old tube TV there on the left-hand side. I just haven't gotten rid of that since 1979. Oh, yeah. So if this is you, you are experiencing some stress that you're not even aware that you're experiencing. That there's clutter in your world, and it brings clutter into your mind. There's no way to look at a picture like this and plant yourself in the middle of that and think, I am going to be at peace and calm, and I know exactly what to do next.
I mean, you even have a little mini broom up there. You could
you could just clean up. It is funny to notice all of it. It's almost like a hidden word
finder. Yeah, the Krispy Kreme donut box is nice.
I don't see the Krispy Kreme box.
Up on the right, it's nailed to the wall there.
Oh, it is.
It's important that
so
it's nailed
the tin
to the
man.
Wall.
There's a tin man on the wall.
There's a lot happening
we
in
We could
here.
Look at this photo for hours and see all the interesting things. But I promise you, if that's you, you're dealing with some extra stress just based on the environment that you're putting yourself in. And we realtors, we spend a lot of time in our cars. We spend a lot of time in our desks. We spend a lot of time on our phones. If those places are cluttered, then we're going to have more cluttered brains and we will not be able to function as high at a level. So what's the solution? It's my Terry Wagoner patented revolutionary system of organizing.
Patented.
Three steps. Yeah, that's right. No one can do this or they owe me money. I'm just kidding. No, here's all you do. Step one, you take everything out of whatever it is, your office, your car, you get a closet, pull a drawer, pull everything out.
Yep.
So you can see what all's in there. And you start with a blank slate. A blank office, a blank drawer, a blank closet, a blank car, whatever.
Yep.
Then you sort everything into piles, and I'm a big fan of alliteration, and that's what the top speakers do.
Yes,
they alliterate so that it's
sustainable
memorable.
Sustainable if you alliterate.
So you have three piles. The three piles are discard pile, donate pile, and to keep pile. I'm not proud of my alliteration.
Yeah, but it's there.
No, it's
and
wonderful.
This is why I got rejected for my patent, I think.
It's Merriam-Webster.
It was a stretch on the alliteration. But basically, you sort everything that was in the junky place into three piles. Discard pile, I'm going to throw it away. Donate pile, I'm going to give it away. Keep pile, it's going to go back the spot. Duck heap pile.
Duck heap.
That's right. So, and then, boom, you put everything back. And your space is nice and organized, and you breathe in peace. And you breathe out the crap.
In with the good, out with the bad.
That's right. By the way, there is the Marie Kondo book that's really good, but another one that I like a lot is Zen Habits. It's not a religious thing, but it's just all about how to very simply organize the physical spaces of your world, and it will make you have better days and less stress, and you'll be a little lighter and brighter.
I believe this. Todd used to, this is one I've always had resistance to, and Todd, because you know I'm kind of like a hurricane, you know, just coming in and out, and Todd always has pushed back on that, and I've been like, I know, this is what I always say, I know where things are in my mess, you know,
right.
Like I know where it is, and that's, you know what you say, and what has happened is I have started, you know, having a more minimalist office, and it is crazy when you walk in, you feel lighter. You don't feel stressed. You don't see a bunch of stuff. And even if you're not connecting that feeling is there if it's not picked up.
If you have ever, even just like if you clean your house or if you hire house cleaner and you come in and the house is clean, you're like, oh,
feels so good.
Yeah,
feels so
for
good.
Sure.
So organize your space. I promise you it will make a bigger difference than you think.
It
Boom.
Does.
Love it.
And by the way,
yes.
Before you go on, Todd, this applies to the apps on your phone, your voicemail, your email, your CRM, your computer desktop, all these places where you accumulate clutter, digital clutter or physical clutter. You can organize them and you will breathe easier.
Yeah, watch the documentary The Minimalists, I think, or something.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And there's a book that they wrote as well. It's, kind of dives
really
even deeper into that.
I love it.
All right, so if number one is to organize your space, number two is to create a routine. All right, I'm going to show you a picture of my classroom. I used to be a high school teacher before I got into real estate. And I was told by a speaker that you need to have a routine, and they call it a routinization, organization and a routine. And so I did that with my class. I had a routine every morning, every class period. They'd come in, they'd do the first 10 minutes were the same. And one day I woke up late because I was a young little lad.
That's
and
right.
Got to school late, and I was pretty sure that there would be like a kid duct taped against a wall and like things on fire. But I walked in, and this is an actual photo I took from my BlackBerry.
Yeah, right.
Look
there.
At that.
Yeah.
Such BlackBerry
quality.
Had a great camera.
Wow,
a
great camera.
What
back
a
then.
Great
yeah.
class.
Yeah. So but literally, I did walk into the classroom, and pretty much everybody was just heads down working and doing their assignment the first 10 minutes because we had a routine. They knew this is what we do every day. So then I instantly realized I could show up 10 minutes late to every one of my classes.
They were routinized.
They were routinized. You done routinized them.
Yep. So we want you to create a routine through your day, all right? And we talk about starting the day in the mornings. I know some of you guys start your days in the afternoon.
Oh.
I called an agent the other day. It was like 9 o'clock, which isn't super late.
Yeah, yeah.
But totally woke him up. And he was like, oh,
awesome.
Sorry, man, I'm just waking up. And I'm like,
wait, what time was it?
9 o'clock.
9 a.m.
And I'm like, you know, and I've been up for 3 hours already.
Right.
Like kids
in the Miracle
stuff.
Morning with Hal Elrod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had not read
this
that.
Morning
yet.
Starts at
so,
10.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, which Christian just mentioned. This is a great way just to understand the importance of having a great day starter, your morning routine. And it could be things like waking up early and waking up consistently. And we're not talking about just don't die. Like, definitely, you're
about that.
You do want to keep the life thing in your repertoire.
Yeah, that's good.
That's going to be important. But you want to wake up
keep
early.
The life thing in your repertoire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Christian, don't die is what he's saying, Christian. It's paramount.
That's number one.
It's probably the most important
thing. If you want to stay organized.
It's number three to be successful is to be alive.
Stay alive.
You know, I've done some studies, and there's only a few people that have been successful in death.
Studies?
Yeah.
Were they double blind?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's
like Michael Jackson, I think, is doing real well in death now.
Okay, all right. Can we
move on? No?
Too far? Okay. I'm cutting all this out.
So wake up early. Wake up consistently. Create a routine. Make sure that you have a routine to your day. We always like when we're live, we like to poll the audience and see who wakes up the earliest.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not live now, so it's going to be hard to do that. But we can ask you, how early do you wake up?
Oh, good question.
Yeah. I will tell you that the probably majority of people we talk to, like 6 o'clock-ish,
yeah.
but there's always the 4:30 person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Usually.
Well, we somebody,
it's like a 4. We once had like a 2:30.
I don't think she understood the question.
No.
I think she was confused.
When do you go to bed?
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
What time do you guys wake up? Let's just go around the table. We've never done this.
All right. I set my alarm in school days. Not school days. Throughout the year, really. It's now happened because I'm old and it happens. But my alarm is at 6:55.
6:55.
Yep.
Okay. How about you, Megan?
Well, Todd's alarm goes off at 6:55.
Yes, it does.
So about 30 minutes after that.
That's right.
Mine goes off at 7. So if I hear his and I start waking and then mine goes off at 7. Nice. Which actually to me is sleeping in because we have kids and a lot of stuff in the morning. But I love it.
Nice. That's good. I am a notorious night owl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys all know this about me.
Yeah, same here.
However, in the last 6 months or so, I've been getting more and more serious about my morning routine.
Yeah.
And I keep backing up my wake up time.
Yeah.
Because I have my morning routine and I love it and it's like me time. Like I wake up and I'm like, oh, it's time for like my time.
Yeah.
So I'm like reading and working out, all the things you're going to talk about. But I've been getting up at 6:15, which is not stupid early. It's not 4:45 or whatever. But for me, like if you just said, Terry, you can sleep in as late as you want, I'd be like 10:30. Like I still can sleep that late. But I've been getting up because I've realized how critical the morning routine is, and it's been awesome. So,
and that's the big thing that we're starting. Christian, I won't cut you off. How early are you up?
I'm 9 to 10.
Yeah, I figured that's about.
But
yeah.
I'm retired too.
Yeah, he's retired. Yeah.
When I was working, it was way different. We had kids at school.
Sure.
And all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that the idea here though is simply this: is you are trying to wake up and get some stuff done that are really important to your day before the fire set in.
Yes,
and the fire set in when everybody else wakes up.
Right.
Right. So the idea is we're trying to get ahead of that by waking up early. So to each their own on that. 9 o'clock may work for you.
Right.
6 o'clock may work for us. 4 o'clock may work for somebody else. You know what your schedule's like. We're just saying make sure that you stress some important things like what we're showing here, exercising and stretching, doing some meditation, visualization, reviewing your day, having that all done before the fire is set in. Because you know if you look at those three things there, you also know that if you don't do that before everybody else gets up, you're not going to do them. All right? Because everybody else then it gets in your way. All right. So we want to make sure that we have that routine. You wake up early, you do those consistent things throughout the morning, and then your day will fall into place from there forward. So you're going to have a daily routine as well. Your daily routine obviously starts with your miracle morning that you're going to do, but then you're going to do things like power blocking. Lead generation, realtors, is the most important thing that you can do for your business, regardless if you're new or experienced. You know that lead gen is the most important thing that you do, so you have to power block that and keep it part of your daily routine every day. You do your lead gen and you create that nothing else is happening during that time.
Yep.
All right, but then you're going to have your appointments, your family time. That's the other thing, guys. We need to know that families important to us, and so you need to make sure that you are stressing that when during family time you are not working.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it down and just focus on your family. Okay. And then as you wrap up, so you got your miracle morning, you got your power blocking through the day, you're knocking everything out. At the very end of the night, the last thing you're going to do for your business, the last business thing you're going to do is look at your next day and make sure that that one's planned and ready to go so that when you wake up, you start the whole thing over and you just follow the routine.
There you go.
All right. So if you got your morning routine, you got your daily routine, the next thing would be to have a weekly routine. All right. So what we'd love for you guys to do is do a goal week, and feel free to share it with us. We'll send you we'll give you our contact information at the end.
Yep.
Send us like what your actual goal week, if you had the most perfect work week, what would it look like? When would you wake up? When would you do your lead gen? When are you going to do your appointments? How does it look? Do you have themed days? We'll get into those things as well. All right, so send us that. And then lastly is plan your week every Sunday. So if every night you're planning your next day, every Sunday you plan your full week out.
Nice. Yes.
And if you do that, you will be able to conquer the whole thing. And then we have a favorite expression here.
Right.
And this one is Barbara Bush. Yes. Barbara said, just say no. And
That's what
I mean by that is simply
Babs.
Just Babs, as we like to call her here.
No.
It's so much better when we're live in front of people and they get so mad.
There's so many people that are mad at home right now watching this.
Yeah, you guys, this is what happens. They always say Barbara Bush.
We know it's not Barbara Bush.
Right, we do know who it is.
It's Ivanka Trump.
And then if we're live or if we're virtual, the just the messages and the head shaking, and there's a lot happening. But I swear
people
we do. It's just
so
Todd's
mad.
Favorite
yeah.
joke.
They
yeah,
get so mad. I love it.
They
too.
Get so mad that we don't know who that is. We know who it is. But Just Say No, which just simply means you need to understand the importance of your day and your routine for you. What's that?
Who is it?
Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
I was going to say Lou Henry Hoover.
Who is
who's
Herbert the Hoover's
TV
wife?
Evangelist that had...
Lou Henry was her name.
Oh. Lou Henry?
Yeah.
Who was the TV evangelist?
Tammy Faye.
Tammy Faye
Baker.
Yeah, yeah, remember her?
I
yeah.
love the game
yeah.
catchphrase. Just yeah. give me a couple
oh,
words
yeah, yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
on it.
And you like to jump in with it? Catchphrase is a fun game.
So as Tammy Faye said, just yes. say no to yeah. all unnecessary appointments are all appointments that do not help you reach your end game. Just say no and stay to your calendar.
She was crying when she said it.
I want to say it she is... was. Right now, it is really important to our viewers
yes.
that we acknowledge the real name of this person,
yes.
but we're not going to do it. We just won't do it. I want you to know, we know who that is, but we're not going to say
Martha
that
Washington.
Name.
And we love her.
We just say no to that.
We just say no.
We just say
that's
no
right.
to naming.
We just take her advice, literally.
It makes that's it look it. Like we don't like her, which we really do.
No,
don't
yeah.
we?
No, we love her, yeah.
Yeah,
believe.
We yeah,
Lou
we have
Henry.
No ill feelings towards her
no,
at all.
It was a great campaign. I love what she's
yeah.
saying. It's
it
wonderful.
Is.
Yeah.
Not going to say it.
You guys are the worst.
That's good.
All right, let's just wrap up number two so we can move on to mine, okay?
Got
do it.
All right, number three, you guys, surround yourself with next level people. This is so important, obviously, to know that you are going to turn out to be like the people that you hang around the most. So the quote is, you become the average of the five people you're around the most. Mm-hmm. It's so true. You need to choose very wisely. Those shadows are interesting.
Mm.
Are they like a band?
It looks
gotta
like
be a band.
Yeah, it looks like a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just now noticed them. Yeah.
I did too. I've never noticed that.
The guy's holding a phone.
Yeah, I thought it was a microphone,
maybe.
But maybe it is.
It could be a microphone.
Yeah.
Is that Nancy Reagan? Is that her shadow?
I could be her on the left.
Look at that.
I don't know.
Best Truman.
Oh, so great.
Did you just look up first lady's names?
I'm going,
you have it on
I'm going older.
Over there.
Oh,
no. You are.
Yes,
Martha
funny.
Washington. Oh, goodness.
Okay, so choose wisely. Obviously, I've not chosen as wisely as I could have. I'm
right.
hanging out with these
yeah.
guys.
For
but
sure.
Think about the five people that you hang around the most that you put in your space that are saying things to you that you are processing. And you need people that are positive, that are going to drive you, that you want to be like. And those are the people you need to hang around. And sometimes you're going to have to just say no to other people.
Yeah.
But it is worth it. And that is okay for you to do.
Yes.
So very important that you do that. And then next, only take advice from people that you would trade places with.
Mm-hmm.
This is really important in your life, but also in real estate. We apply this a lot to real estate because there are a lot of people who will give you different, it's a creative business. And so you'll get a lot of different advice, and you just need to make sure you're taking advice from people that are where you want to take your business to and that you actually respect.
Yeah.
Which is really important.
For sure.
And lastly, just make sure that, oh, I have two more. I tricked you. Stay with me. Be accountable to them as well. So the people that you put in your inner circle or that you're working with, make sure you are accountable, whether it's a coaching call or you have an accountability meeting or a team or something that you're saying, hey, let's touch base every week, but be accountable to somebody. And that can be both with your personal goals and with your real estate goals as well. But have some form of accountability because we don't have a 9-to-5. We don't have a boss necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
That's on top of us. We have to create accountability for ourselves that we're excited to work for. So make sure that you have that. And then lastly, make sure you have some kind of mastermind group where you're learning and you're pushing each other and you're trying to take your business to the next level. You're being innovative. You're sharing ideas. You're thinking critically and trying
yeah.
to figure stuff out. And that will take not only your excitement for your business up, but also just really help you talk to other people in your business that you can brainstorm with and come up with really cool marketing ideas and solutions to problems and grow your business that way, which is super important. So all of those things, really important for you to surround yourself with people that are just next level people.
Good stuff, Megan. Let's move on to number four. It is take care of your mind. I love this one so much. I'm going to share this quote from Naval Ravikant. He said, and it's kind of long, but it's really, really good. Happiness is a
choice you make and a skill you develop. The mind is just as malleable as the body. We spend so much time and effort trying to change the external world, other people, and our own bodies, all the while accepting ourselves the way we were programmed in our youths. We accept the voice that talks to us in our head all the time as the source of all truth, but all of it is malleable. Every day is new, and memory and identity are burdens from the past that prevent us from living freely in the present. I think that's really good. So the big takeaway there is something Todd said, something Dan said, happiness is a choice you make and a skill you develop. The brain is malleable, and that voice in your head, I heard a podcast about this, the guy just talking about how critical, he compared it to like a coach. And he said, for most of us, that voice appears in our conscious brains at around age 5, and it tends to reflect the most influential people in our life, so usually our parents. So if you had a parent that was overbearing or that was very coddling or whatever, that's the voice in your head will be kind of similar. And most of us don't even realize that we do have a voice in our head that's positive self-talk, it's negative self-talk, maybe it fluctuates depending on the day, but it is so key. And this doctor was saying that the top performers, when they've studied like their internal monologues and like, you know, those guys have journaled about what's going on in their heads, they coach themselves the best. Like they treat themselves the way they would a loved one when they come up against adversity or things like that. And most of us, I think, are a lot harsher. But the whole point of this is that your mind can be trained, right? And it's super critical that we intentionally train our mind. So look at this slide here really quickly and tell me if this doesn't play out for you. I love this slide.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, so in English, we read top to bottom and left to right. However, my guess is if you're like most people, you did follow right along with this slide. You read the big text on the white background first, and then you went down to the next bigger font, and then you went down one more, and then you finished at the very top of the page, which in English is where we typically start. But our minds have been trained through marketing messages that we see constantly that the big font on the bright background matters the most, right? So that's why we always read that part first and we progress just the way we think, because our brains have been trained. So we want you to take that brain training and just be aware of it and be intentional about it. So to quote the great philosopher Mom, garbage in, garbage out, right? And that's really true. What we put into our minds is what we can expect out of ourselves. Input, output, right? So the way that we would tell you, there's a lot of ways to start to develop that inner voice and monitor your self-talk and all these things. One of the biggest things that we advocate for is just affirmations. Doing affirmations. And I'm guessing when I say affirmations, most people think of this guy, Stuart Smalley, right? From SNL. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me, right? That's what people think of when they think affirmations. But the truth is that this stuff is just really science. It really is. And I was the way it was convinced to me that affirmations were important was somebody once said, and I'll just say it for myself, if I were to look in the mirror at myself every single day to start my day and say, Terry, you're dumb, you're stupid, you're ugly, nobody likes you, and you will probably fail today. And I did that every day, every week, every month, every year. Amazing. We all agree that would have massive negative impact in my life. So if that's true, our brains can be trained with that. We can turn that into a positive for ourselves too and train our brains in positive directions through affirmations. And so we have, as part of when we send you the slides for this, which Megan talked about, we're going to send you that, and we're going to send you our list of business affirmations too that are kind of for business owners, people like you, that you can start your day. And it'll feel a little bit silly, but what you're doing is creating these new pathways in your brain and giving energy to those pathways in your brain so that as you're out in the world, you will have more self-confidence. You'll be training your brain to look for these good things in your life too. So we're big believers in affirmations, and I'm big into it. Meditation is another one that we really like a lot. Meditation is huge. There are some great apps, Headspace and Calm, but these are going to help you enhance your focus. They're going to help you just kind of even out emotionally through the ups and downs, the roller coaster of real estate. So think about trying that. Again, it can be a religious thing, but it does not have to be. It's just the science of training your brain to work how you want it to. And then Feed Your Mind, which we talked about in a different session as well. Books, podcasts, conferences, things like that are huge. Feed your mind as well. But the bottom line, take care of your mind and it'll take care of you.
So good.
That was kind of cheesy at the end. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I'm going to coach soccer tonight.
Yeah, you are.
I was thinking, you know, I'm gonna talk about affirmations after practice.
That's a great idea.
Positive affirmations.
It's crazy the difference that we'll have, especially on athletic performance. Mm. And I know it's like little kids or whatever, but truly the inner voice. I think about when I was a kid playing Little League.
Yeah.
I had a couple of games where I struck out and then I'd lost confidence and I would step into the batter's box and all I'd be thinking is don't strike out.
Yeah.
Don't strike out. Don't strike out. And guess what I did? Of course I struck out because I was just so afraid that I was going to strike out that it just happened. Like the mindset is so huge, but especially in athletic performance, I like it. You train those little kids, Todd. You train, train their brains.
Get it.
Make them run till they puke.
That's a good way to train. No, that's how you train the brain. That's a good way to do it. I didn't have that in the slides.
The other way.
Yeah, we didn't have that in the slides.
That's not in the slides, but just know run till you puke is another great way to train your mind.
Speaking of running, let's talk about taking care of your body.
Let's do it.
All right, so we got the mind. Now we're going to take care of the body. So we found so much importance in taking care of the body that we decided to put together our own. It's called Boom Body 30.
Yes.
And you can have the body of your dreams in 30 days. That's, in fact, we have a before and after photo of a loyal customer.
Oh, look at that. Oh, mercy. It's like flashing back and forth. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we're trying to show you. You can tell, like, we've got the clothed version, and people called us out. They're like, that's just Hollywood.
Right,
so we're like, no, look at this photo.
With no shirts off
on it. With shirts off, just to prove to you that the Boom Body 30 actually works. It's right there. The proof is in the pectoral pudding. Right there.
All right. The pectoral pudding.
The proof is in the pectoral pudding.
That's what I was thinking.
So hit us up if you would like your own version of the Boom Body 30.
That's right.
But we are talking about taking care of your body. And this goes in hand with what I was talking about before with some of the panic attacks I have, which just simply I wasn't exercising. And this could be as simple as walking. This could be running. It could be doing HIIT workouts. I like the HIIT workout.
I do like the HIIT workout too. Yeah.
I like that one a lot. All right. And if you don't know what that is, we're not going to talk about today. It's a follow up
with part of Boom Body 30, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
You got to get the program hit in there.
It's running till you puke, basically, is all it is.
Yeah. All right. So we want you to get active. Some of the benefits that come with being active, physically active, is it better cognitive function. Your brain actually works better. And if you look at the studies, it is scientifically proven that if you are exercising, your brain will be functioning better because you're pumping that blood all through the body. It's going to be good. It reduces stress. This is one of my favorite things is simply just to get out.
Yeah.
If you have that stressful day, jump on the treadmill, take a walk, do something where you can just get that aggression out and it will reduce your stress. It improves your energy. This one is one of my favorite reasons on why working out in the morning, as long as you're not doing just like an exhausting workout, but you get your blood pumping in the morning,
then
all of a sudden, like all day, you just feel like you're better.
Yeah.
All right. Physically, you will be healthier. I think that one makes sense to everybody. And lastly, you're going to be feeling good. And we all know that, like after you get a good workout in, man, you just feel good and you're ready to take on the day.
The endorphins are rocking.
The endorphins are just shooting out your ears. All right. In addition to working out.
I don't think that's how they work.
No, it is.
Yeah, it's scientific. Christian. It's science.
It's science, Christian.
All right. You think you're too good for science, Christian?
Yeah, Barbara Bush once said that.
Babs.
Babs.
Science.
I thought it was Ellen Wilson.
Ellen Wilson. All right.
Woodrow's wife.
In addition, thanks for clarifying.
Woody.
Okay.
In addition to working out, you also should eat clean. And we're not going to go through all the benefits of that. You guys all know the benefits. You just healthier. So make sure you eat clean.
Yep.
Get rid of the carbs and the sugars.
We do a lot of fast food eating in real estate.
So it's
hard to...
Can you go to the two shot?
Yeah, go to the two shot there.
Why do we call it shots now?
Yeah,
Christian. Yeah. Keep
shots,
up.
Christian.
They're so high.
Technical director. Okay, there we go. There's the two shot.
Go.
So eat clean. And speaking of eating
clean. Two shot in three, two, one.
If you can go to Jimmy John's and get a 32 ounce.
Yeah, we're talking about eating clean.
That's a water.
Everybody's got Jimmy John's.
That's a water.
It's water now because we're down to ice.
Can I go back to the one shot, Todd?
One shot to Todd and go.
Let's just be right.
One shot and go.
Right. Thanks, Christian. All right, so eat clean. Also, let's get some sleep. Yes. This is a hard one for realtors to do, especially night owls like Terry, is to turn it all off, go to bed, and enjoy the sleep. Don't be afraid of naps.
Todd in 2-1. That's good. I'm just going to call out the shots.
Yeah, all right.
Call
that some of the benefits of sleeping, by the way, it's not just sleep and feeling better there, but it also improves concentration. This Megan one, actually, I listened to a podcast about sleeping, and they talk so much about your concentration. They said for fighters, they were talking about, this was on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, yeah.
He was interviewed, I forget the guy's name, but they were talking about just getting sleep, and he said for fighters, they had noticed proof in the pudding, the pectoral pudding, that they were so much better the next day. But the hard part is, how do you get yourself to sleep when you're all amped up for a while? You know? So they're just talking about how much it improves your concentration and how important that can be in different things like fighting. All right. It also reduces fat. So think about that. The more you sleep, the skinnier you'll be.
I like that.
So that's why I sleep all the time. And right after this, I will sleep on the floor here to drop a couple pounds. lastly, it affects your emotion. You know that when you're short on sleep, you're a little angrier. And
right.
Oh, who woke up on the wrong side of the bed?
Yeah.
It's not that. It's just who didn't sleep enough last night.
Yep.
All right. So make sure you're getting your sleep, eating well, working out. And by the way, fun facts about sleep.
Yeah.
I've got three for you.
Okay.
Number one, did you know that 12% of people dream in black and white? That's kind of crazy.
It's interesting.
And what's funny about that is if you look at the studies, you can actually see that it actually was inverted. It used to be that 12-ish% used to sleep in color, and then a big change happened. And the big change was color television. Once we started seeing color television, we started dreaming in color more often, which is really weird. 15% of the population are sleepwalkers. We'd love for you guys to tell us your sleepwalking stories. There are some really good ones out there. They're really funny. And then lastly, humans are the only mammals that willingly delay sleep. We're the only ones that willingly delay sleep. Ladies and gentlemen, if the dolphins can sleep, so can we. If the dolphins can sleep, so can we. If the dolphins can sleep, so can we.
No one ever chants with us.
That really plays well in front of a live audience.
Normally, everyone stands up on their chairs.
It's huge.
They start chanting, if the dolphins sleep, so can we. They wave flags.
Yeah.
That I don't even know where they got them from, but they're just waving flags.
I'm assuming you are all sitting at home, and you don't even listen to us right now because you're busily chanting.
Yes. If the dolphins can sleep, so can we. If the dolphins can sleep. I like we do this virtually. Some people will type that in the chat.
I actually don't like the chant quite as much as you guys do. I don't know if you've noticed. But what's crazy is you'll find yourself now, guys, everybody that's listening, you will start saying this at some point. Yes. You'll see a dolphin or somebody will say dolphin and you'll be like, dolphins can sleep.
It's like a trigger word.
It is a trigger word.
Do you have that happen in your life now?
Yeah, now I'm like, the dolphins. And I'm like, why am I singing the dolphin chant?
Yes.
Look what you guys have done.
Because you're elevating your tide, Megan. You're elevating your tide. That's what it's like. That's what it feels like.
Speaking of dolphins.
Oh, man.
Speaking of dolphins.
Eliminating the bottleneck.
Well, Todd, great job with that.
Hey, thanks, Meg.
Taking care of your body. Just real well done. Okay, let's move on.
The nice thing is that Todd always does that section, so he has to stay in tip-top shape.
Right.
He does. Yeah.
So he's
he
not
does.
A hypocrite.
Yeah. He just took a big drink off the Jimmy Jones. I forgot that was
pull
that
off the soda pop.
Big pull off there. Go ahead, Todd. Give us a pull off the soda pop. There we go, Jimmy Jones.
You know,
make sure you take care of yourself.
It's like if you're a personal trainer. There's just no room. You just have to be fit all the time.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Who needs pressure like that? Okay. All right. Let's go on to number 6, which is take care of your spirit. And this is just really important because basically you are going to fill up your cup. So just imagine you and yourself and your energy and everything in your spirit is an empty cup that you're going to fill up with the things that you need to fill up so that you can pour out from your cup into other people. And you can't pour into any other people from an empty cup. And it's really important that you take care of yourself first. And I don't mean that like, it's like when you're on the airplane and they're like, make sure that you put your air on first so
let
that you can
die.
help. No, but if you can't breathe, you can't help anybody else.
True.
So it's like, hey, put on your mask first, and then you can help the plethora of people. So fill up your cup first so that you can pour into other people. Boom. Nailed it. Okay.
That's why I do nothing at home now. Megan, I'm filling my cup. It's important.
Yes. Yeah.
Me first, Megan.
My oxygen mask, Megan.
I'm not sure exactly that, if that's exactly what that
could be a mistranslation. Yeah.
I think something's happened there. But okay, so family and friends. Spend time with your family and friends, the people that bring you joy, and that will help fill up your cup and really just take care of your spirit by being around those people that you love. Next, make sure that you have a hobby.
Yes.
This one makes
us
chuckle. It's so funny. Here's what happens, guys. We travel around. Usually we speak to a lot of different places and different communities and areas of the whole country. And what happens is we say, hey guys, what's your hobby?
Yeah.
First we say, like, do you have a hobby? And sometimes literally not a single hand, or there's like two people in a room of hundreds, you know?
And somebody always says, my hobby's selling.
And you're like, no, that doesn't count. You guys, lead gen is not a hobby. It is not.
They're the least hobbied profession.
Yeah. I feel like that. I feel like we don't take enough time for ourselves. So here's our assignment to you is first, you can send us your hobbies, especially the fun ones, because we like to hear those. Yeah. It's really fun to do. But then get a hobby. If you don't have a hobby, get a hobby.
Yeah.
Something that you love to do, that not your spouse, not your kids, but you really want to do, and schedule time to do it.
Okay? We're trying to hobby the unhobbied.
We are hobbying you, becoming a hobbyist. And then we give you permission to do that. So do it.
Yes, do it.
Next, travel. I know that's hard right now. It's a difficult thing, but if you can get on out and
come on over to Indiana.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
We are a
Head east, young man.
Yes.
Totally different.
Mm-hmm. Just go towards the sun in the morning.
Anytime before noon.
The nice thing about Illinois is if you look outside, it's basically Indiana.
It's pretty much the same. Yep. So travel, get out. It'll just make you feel so. I love taking a trip, even if it's little. And when I come back home, I'm like, oh, I love it here. This is great. And you appreciate it. And you want to get back into work, which is really fun. And then next, journal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't scoff at journaling.
Don't scoff.
Guys, there are a lot of studies that say the things you write down, it's therapeutic. You get it out of you. You process it. You also remember things if you write them down physically instead of typing them. So things that you might want to just remember, like affirmations or your goals and stuff like that. Really important to journal. And then also meditate and pray. That is, Terry kind of alluded to it a little bit, but just that you, however you want to do that, that you take the time to spend that time with yourself, however you need to do it. And lastly, take some time off, my friends. Take some time off. We will give you all the permission to take time for yourself to recharge your battery and then be ready to rock.
Nice.
Boom.
Good stuff. That's how you take care of that spirit, Megan.
If the dolphins can sing, so can we.
Okay, sorry. That one's over. Systematize and appetize is number seven.
Out of seven and a half, right?
We got a half coming. Don't you worry. If you'll do it more than once, you need a system. So you need to start thinking in terms of systematizing. Things like lead gen, your sphere marketing, to make sure you're getting all those touches to your sphere. That should be in your business plan. You can watch the business plan session that we have done for you guys as well about that. But have a system for sphere marketing, your contract to close, transactions.
Yep.
Do you work off of checklists or do you have routines and systems that you can use for this? How do you launch a listing to the market? Is that a standardized system that you have every single time? Have apps as well to make your life easier. Email. We talked about that. We've talked about calendars and task management, making sure you have those things on your phone so you can easily be doing checking your calendar or adding to-do lists or checking those while you're out and about. Keeping notes on your phone, another great way. Use apps for things like that, for things like voicemail or texting. You can schedule text messages, which is really nice. There's a bunch of apps that will do that for you. You want a scanner out in the field, so make sure you've got a scanner on your phone to scan to a PDF. Apps for your social media. But just thinking through what ways can you systematize your business to make it easier, and what apps can you bring into your world, learn them once, and then have that tool in the tool belt in an ongoing way for you. So, boom. Boom, systematize appetite.
Boom, shakalaka. We have covered 7 so far of the 7.5. We covered organizing your space. We covered create a routine. Number 3, surround yourself with next level people. Take care of your mind. Take care of your body. Number 6, take care of your spirit. And number 7, systematize and appetize. I'm getting kind of hungry. The appetizer
appetizer.
Are going to Applebee's after this?
You guys
this?
Ever get like the all play where you get like everything?
Mozzarella sticks, wings. We talked about taking care of your body.
Yeah.
Eating
well.
And you already need cheese sticks and wings.
The sampler. The sampler.
Number 7.5 is simply... You do you.
Yes.
All right. And all that means is just make sure you know what's important to you guys. You've looked at all these things. You know which one rubbed you the most that said this is what you need to change. So make the changes. And you do you.
So good. All right. Strong work. So here's the deal, you guys. Most importantly, action beats perfection when it comes to taking all of these 7.5 things and putting them to play in your life. Just know that you just have to start. You just have to start with small steps. Don't get too overwhelmed. And what we usually say is just take 2 or 3 of these and get started. Like Todd said, the ones that you notice the most or that you know you need the most, start with a couple, master those and get those systems in place, and then move on from there. But action beats perfection, so just get out there and start doing these. We believe in you.
Yeah, we sure do. Hey, if you would like all the slides from today, go to text 33777. Text the word boom, B-O-O-M, to 33777. And you can get all of today's slides. In fact, you can get a bunch more right there. In fact, also, we'd like to talk to you more. So go to our Facebook, YouTube pages, Instagram. Find us, chat with us, tell us all about your sleepwalking stories. Tell us about
tag us.
Tell us about the things that you're doing to make yourself a better you.
Nice.
And we want to track along with you. We want to do this together. We want to raise tides so that everybody can be rocking and rolling in this real estate world and enjoying life as well as a solid business. So thank you for joining us, Illinois.
We love you, Illinois.
It has been a pleasure. I am sorry about all the rocks I've thrown across your border. You guys don't deserve it. You're a wonderful people.
Yeah, why
I used to think they deserved it. Now I know. They're nice people. Bye, Illinois!
Bye, guys!